Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, and more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you,
Lord. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me,
Greetings in the precious name of Jesus. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living and another opportunity to come on this radio broadcast and give God some praise and glory. The psalmist just finished singing, "I Need Your Glory" by Ernest Pugh. How many know that we need the Lord's glory? Without his glory, we can do nothing. Without his help, we can do nothing. Many times we think we move and we have our being in ourselves, but we move and have our being because of the goodness of the Lord, because of his graciousness, because of his kindness, and because of the love that he has for all humankind. Amen. And just not humankind. He loves the creatures and the animals because he made them. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that in the earth belong to him. Excuse me. So once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Again, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We thank you for tuning in to listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I'm your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Amen. Truly, we like to give praises and honor to God for, again, giving us this wonderful opportunity. Truly, we don't take God's kindness and his graciousness for granted. Amen, amen. We're in another week, and we're also in the last month of the year of our Lord and Savior, 2012. This is the last month in the year. Everything that we have proposed to do in our hearts, if we haven't gotten it done, shame on you. As I stated on last week and even week before last, whatever you're going to do for the Lord, you have to do it now. You have to do it today. The Bible says, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So when we hear the Lord's voice, we have to move, people. Tomorrow isn't promised to us. Whatever you're going to do, you have to do it today. Amen. Our life is like a vapor. It appears and then it disappears. Amen. But if you put your trust and you put your confidence in God, I'm a living witness that he'll bring you out victoriously. Amen. Amen. We're going to open with the word of prayer on today. Amen. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, thanking you again for another opportunity to lift up our voices and give you praise. Another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Lord God, we thank you for being so kind. We thank you for being so merciful. Now, Lord God, we're asking you to take control over the airwaves. This is your broadcast, Lord. You have anointed this broadcast, and you have put your seal of approval on it. So we're asking you today, Lord, to give us the wisdom and the knowledge. Give us the words to speak to your people today. Lord God, there's somebody out there today that may not have a relationship with you. There's somebody out there today that may not know you in the fellowship of your pardon. There's somebody today that head is hanging low, and they have some decisions to make, and they don't know which way to turn. But, Lord God, I'm asking you to touch their heart right now. Lord, turn their attention unto you. Lord God, you said your yoke was easy and your burden was light. You said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you would in no ways turn it away. Lord God, we're asking you to lift up the hung down head. Lord God, we're asking you to comfort those that are bereaved on today. Remember the Vance family. Remember Sister Lenora Vance. Remember that family. Remember that father. Remember that brother. Remember that those grandparents, remember the cousins and the uncles and the aunts and the nieces and the nephews. Lord God, touch that family. Remember Dr. Burford in a special way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you to continue to remember the Claiborne family, especially J.C.L., Lord God. Oh, God, comfort him, Lord God. Continue to touch his heart, Lord God. Give him wisdom. Give him knowledge, Lord God, and let him go forth. Bless his father, Lord God, where he can be kind and he can be sympathetic to what he's going through. In the name of Jesus. And now, Lord God, we're asking you for some special blessings and some special favor on this week. We're asking you to bless the True Fellowship Conference that will be hosted on Friday, this Friday evening, and all day Saturday, Lord God. We're asking you to bless the speakers. Bless Dr. Winston Singleton and have him to have a beautiful flight from Los Angeles to Sacramento, God. Put an angel on every wing of that plane in the name of Jesus. And Prophetess Harrison and her husband, Bishop Eddie Harrison, and Lord God, Dr. Burford, and all the people that will be traveling from each and everywhere, every part of this city, Lord God. Remember Evangelist Doris and Sister Scream, Lord God, and those that are coming to assist her with this business opportunity meeting. And, Lord God, those that don't know you, we're asking, Lord God, for souls to be delivered on this week. We're asking for you to heal, Lord God. We're asking for you to make them free. Lord, transform their mind. Give them a new mindset, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And all of our listeners, Lord God, that tune in faithfully each and every day, those that listen on the archives, Lord God, and even those that listen live on the internet, Lord God, we're asking you to continue to bless them, Lord God. And, Lord, I'm asking you to bless every listener and every speaker that you have given an opportunity to come on this broadcast. Lord God, we need you now more than ever, Lord God. Oh, God, we're asking for healing for the nation as a whole. Remember our president and the first family, Lord God. Remember our troops and our doctors and our nurses. Remember our spouses, Lord God, our husbands and our wives, our children and our grandchildren, Lord God. Oh, God, and we come against the adversary on today. We bind every hindrance. We bind every evil word. We bind everything that he think he have orchestrated against the people of God. For you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we bind you, Satan, and we got you under our feet. You already are defeated foe, and we're taking authority over everything that God has given us authority over. He has given us authority to rule. He has given us authority to reign. He has given us authority to dominate. Hallelujah, in this earth realm. Lord God, we speak in prosperity over our finances, Lord God. We speak in prosperity in our health, Lord God. We're speaking prosperity in our mindset, Lord God. We speaking, Lord God, for you to be lifted up. Hallelujah. For if you said if you'd be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. Lord God, I thank you for my mother on this evening. I thank you for my sister Danielle on this evening. Continue to work on our behalf, Lord God. Remember my son, Lord God, my grandchildren and my grandsons, Lord God. Remember them in a special way. And my great-grandbabies, Lord, I'm asking you to heal and protect them in the name of Jesus. And even, Lord God, in this conference, Lord God, those that have to speak and minister, Lord God, let them do it with the spirit of love. And let that theme that we have, let brotherly love, be permeated not only in the church where we're hosting, but in that community, Lord God. Oh, God, send your angels to cover us, Lord God. Let your blood cover us everywhere we go as we're in the city of Stockton. And we'll give you praise, God, for everything that you're doing in the name of Jesus. Remember Lady Carol Adams, Stafford Adams, Lord God. Remember Pastor Ashton Adams. Remember Evangelist Lucilla, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And all of those that have been absent off the line for all different reasons and all different challenges that they have in their life. Draw them back, Lord God. Don't let them wait until the end of the year. Hallelujah. Bless Sister Ruby, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God, and continue to comfort her. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for you, Sister Mill. Good to see you on this evening. We are our destiny focus this week is let brotherly love continue. And that is our theme for this upcoming conference. And let me just get this announcement out the way. We want to let you know on this Thursday on the radio broadcast, we will have Dr. Winston Singleton to speak to us on this coming Thursday. So invite somebody, tell somebody to come on the line and hear a word from the Lord. And we are, again, talking about let brotherly love continue. He will be one of our speakers. He will be speaking on Friday evening, and also there will be part two on Saturday. So you don't want to miss that. He's going to give you a little preview. If you're not in the area and you'd like to get these messages, we're going to make sure that we have them available for you on DVD and CD. Amen. But he will be on the line with us on this coming Thursday, expounding on our theme for this conference and our subject for this week, Let Brotherly Love Continue. Amen. Also, we'll have in that conference Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing and Prayer and Compassion Ministry in Elk Grove, California. Many of you all have heard her on this broadcast. Amen. And some of you all know her personally. She will be ministering, talking about the power of prayer, along with Dr. Kenneth Burford. He comes on the Circle of Love broadcast, and he's been on this broadcast ministering to us, and he is our host pastor for that weekend, and he will be ministering on True Fellowship 101. Amen. And Dr. Singleton will be ministering on Christian character development in this conference. So you still have time. You still have time. And I like to tell our listeners again, we're asking every listener that has had the opportunity to come on this broadcast to sow a financial seed. I never ask for any funds for this broadcast, and I'm not asking for funds for the broadcast, but I'm asking you to sow a seed. If you don't live in the area and you're not able to attend the conference, sow a $25 seed where someone else can come and be blessed in this conference. Amen. You can sow that seed to New Destiny Ministries, and our address is P.O. Box 5702, and that is Stockton, California, and the zip is 95205. Make a sacrifice and bless someone else. Amen. Again, this event will be held at 2281 East Main Street in the city of Stockton. The zip code is 95205. Also, we welcome your email. You can email us at newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Also, I am going to pay special tribute to our listeners and also our speakers that have come on this broadcast. So if I don't have your mailing address, please email me your mailing address, and we will send you a certificate of appreciation. This is just a small token to let you know how much we value your participation and how much we value your support. So New Destiny Ministries would like to present you with a certificate of appreciation. So God bless you for that. On today, we're going to go right on into the word for today. Again, we're talking about let brotherly love continue, and my spirit is a little bit calm today, Sister Millie, so I won't be running around this kitchen and from the kitchen to the living room and all other areas in the home. I'm going to try to contain myself, and I just feel a little quiet today because God has been so good to us, Sister Millie. And as I see you on the line, I really just thank God for your faithfulness and for your commitment. I thank God how you have been a faithful listener to this broadcast, and we appreciate you, and we love you, and we embrace you, and we bestow upon you all the rights and privileges of a sister in Christ Jesus. I tell you, you encourage me. Sometimes I don't see anybody else, but I can count on Sister Millie, and she's at work. She's going to be tuned in to this broadcast. So we bless the Lord for you, Sister Millie. We thank God for the miraculous work that he is doing in your body and even in your home and with your family. We see God moving. Hallelujah. And don't let the enemy whisper to you at no time and tell you that God is not moving on your behalf. God said he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. You have diligently sought the Lord, Sister Millie, so God got to intervene on your behalf. He has to come to your rescue. He has to aid and assist you because God is obligated to you. So you be encouraged today. Don't matter what situation seems like, it ain't what it look like, Sister Millie. God is working it out. He's working through your husband. He's working through your daughter. He's working through your grandbaby. He's working through your job. He's working through your community. He's working through everything that is dear and precious to you. So you be encouraged. And always, if nothing else encouraged you, you remember when they rushed you to the hospital this year, a couple of months ago. Don't ever let that testimony just sit and get stale and get old. Tell people about how God saved your life. Tell people how the doctor said if he wasn't there in 2 hours, you would have been dead. Tell it, Sister Millie. Don't be ashamed to tell what God has done for you. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God for you on today. Are you able to have any words?
Yeah, I'm very emotional right now.
Hallelujah.
Just know that when I'm not online, you are in my heart. If I'm not online, it's either because I cannot work or because I'm not at work and I can't get to the phone, but I do think about you and wondering, okay, what am I missing today? Just know that if you don't see me on the line, sometimes I am listening online and I just haven't called in again, but you're always in my mind. So, and I thank God for you guys.
You are a part of our family. You are family. We see your beautiful pictures. I see your beautiful picture on Facebook and everything. And that beautiful face goes along with your personality.
You know,
when you can put a picture with a voice, even before we were able to get a visual of what you looked like, we were able to embrace you because of your faithfulness and your love for the Lord. We know you love the Lord. You cannot, let me tell you, you cannot love the Lord and tune in every day to hear a word from God. You know you're seeking God when you tune in to hear a word from the Lord, and you only just don't tune in to this ministry. You tune in to Circle of Love ministry, and that's early in the morning. That's 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, California time. So you're up and you're on there listening to a word. And Sister Millie, as I go back, and I was talking to Dr. Singleton this morning before I got busy with getting myself together and getting on this broadcast. And, you know, as I began to reflect upon this segment, it's called The Time of Reflection. And as I began to reflect upon this particular radio broadcast, my mind go back to how God open up this door. And I can remember, and I'm just going to testify a little bit today because it's in my spirit. I can remember I got introduced to the Circle of Love broadcast by First Lady Carol and Evangelist Lucilla. We were all in the same church. And I remember after I was there I had started visiting, and then after I was there, they asked me to preach. And then after I finished preaching, I went over and I began to minister to First Lady Carol and Evangelist Drusilla. And after that, they invited me to come on Circle of Love. And I was on Circle of Love religiously, faithfully, every morning, Monday through Saturday. The only time I wasn't on, I was sick or something else was going on in the family or in my life. And as I began to research Blog Talk, Sister Millie, I began to look at the setup and everything. And I said, Lord, I told the Lord I can do this. And so the Lord allowed me to get on Blog Talk Radio. And this coming Sunday, December the 9th, will mark 1 year anniversary. We have been on this line uninterrupted, Miss Sister Millie. And I'm not boasting in me, I'm boasting in the Lord. I have not taken a day off. The only time I'm not on this line is when I went to visit my son in Louisiana. He's in prison, and I went to my funeral. Other than that, I have been on this line Monday through Friday. Now I'm on Saturday and Sunday, but my girlfriend is hosting the show on Saturday morning, and her segment is called They Overcame, and she deals with nothing but people that have testimonies. Amen. We had a bishop on and another minister that was on this last Saturday. And I got up 4 something in the morning to help her because she's still in training with this switchboard. So I'm saying, we don't know our future. We don't know what God has in store for us. But the Lord already knew 12 months later we would still be going strong. And I'm not no way tired. I get excited when I can come on this line and fellowship with my sisters and my brothers in Christ Jesus. I get excited when I can come on this line and tell somebody that Jesus saves. Amen. I see Sister Bucilla and my sister Dawn on the line. And after that experience, I went on and you get 30 days free for Blog Talk Radio. And I started testing it. And it's so funny because I invited Prophetess Harrison. Well, Minister Mike was the first speaker. And I didn't know what I was doing, Sister Millie. But I remember I had to go see my sister that weekend after we got started. So I called Brother Mike, and I told Brother Mike, I said, I won't pull up the switchboard. I said, but can you speak for me today because I'm not going to get out in time from visiting my sister. And the subject was unity in the body. And then that next week, it was the beginning of a next week because we started on the weekend, and I scheduled Prophetess Harrison to speak on that subject. And Prophetess Harrison was on the line waiting on me, and I had forgot that I had emailed her. How? This was the third day, I'll never forget. So about 1:20, 1:30, Prophetess Harrison called my phone, and she said, Evangelist Bernard. I said, yes. She said, I'm on the line waiting to speak. Is the show going on? I said, oh, my God, I was so embarrassed, Sister Billy. I was supposed to be on the line and forgot all about it. And Prophetess Harrison and I laughed a day about that. And she said, well, I didn't hear nothing. I was just waiting. But I tell you, as I reflect back, Evangelist Drusilla, and I think about all the relationships that godly relationships that the Lord have allowed me to build through this ministry. And you know, anytime you're doing something for the Lord, the devil is always busy. And I remember there was some bad vibes that I started picking up. And I had to communicate what I was feeling to Pastor Adams. And I'm just going to be real with you today because I'm real. I'm not a phony. I'm going to be real. And I communicated what I was picking up. So, you know, the devil was trying to get Pastor Adams and I to be at odds with one another. But I began to tell Pastor Adams, I said, Pastor Adams, it was some other folks. It wasn't no other folks. It was the devil using them. I'll say that. We know what we're doing. And Pastor Adams and I began to communicate, and I began to tell Pastor Adams what the Lord had spoken to me. And the Lord said, Adrian, you have some people that only you can reach. He said, and he had some people that only he can reach. He said, but guess what? As long as somebody's on this line, lifting up the name of Jesus, that's all I'm concerned about. You're not in competition with him, and he's not in competition with you. His broadcast is 6 in the morning. Mine is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He catered to a different audience, and I catered to a different audience. But guess what? Every soul belongs to the Lord. And the Lord said, I'm going to diffuse this thing. And the Lord began to diffuse this thing. And that's why communication is vital, people. And we're talking about let brotherly love continue. If we would allow the enemy to begin to whisper into our minds, the enemy would have had Pastor Adams and I at odds. But I love Pastor Adams. I respect him as a father, a spiritual father in the gospel. He's a few years older than I. But guess what? Pastor Adams on the Circle of Love, that was my training ground. God was preparing me. Evangelist Bucilla is on this line today. And I'm going to let her give a little testimony on how we met and how we began to just bond and have a friendship. And she and I and Lady Cal, we have never had no disagreement with one another. We have never had no argument or no fallout. We have been friends with one another because guess what? They understood my purpose, and they began. And you know, you can't, Sister Millie, you can't. Even with your husband. You have to spend time with your husband. You just didn't learn your husband overnight. You spend some time with him, and you all begin to communicate and begin to know. Even after when you get married, you really don't know everything about the person. But as you begin to communicate with one another, and as you begin to build trust, the relationship begins to build. And then there are some times things come in to try to distract us and get us all focused. We understand that, but we got to recognize that all God's people have the same enemy. We're not enemies of one another. We are to be our brothers and sisters in Christ that should uphold one another, that should support one another, that should edify and respect and honor one another. And I thank God for you, Sister Millie. I haven't met you in the flesh, but our spirits, we have kindred spirits. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. I thank God for Evangelist Drusilla. I thank God for First Lady Cal. We have sat together and ate together and have enjoyed one another. And what I love about First Lady and Evangelist Drusilla, we never on the line, or we are never greeting one another with any gossip. We greet each other with what's going on. The Lord said this, or the Lord said that, and, oh, I just love you, Lord, and I just appreciate. That's the kind of love we have for one another. The devil is trying to keep. He don't like relationships. He don't like sisters and brothers in Christ coming together for a common cause. He wants to create havoc. We had a lesson a couple of weeks ago. What is an abomination? The Lord says 6 things does the Lord hate, and 7 is an abomination. God don't like a God hates a discordia. So I said that to say, as I'm reflecting this week, And the Lord told me to talk about let brotherly love continue, because that's our theme for this coming conference. In this conference, we don't want nothing to be lifted up but the name of Jesus. We don't want nothing to be lifted up but God's love. We don't want nothing to be lifted up but the fellowship of the brethren. We're going to lift up love and fellowship in this conference. Amen. So when you leave here, if you had anything for your brothers and sisters, if you had anything, if you even just thought you didn't like them, excuse me, or they may have said something or looked at you offensively, this weekend, get it all for you. Because people of God, we can't preach this gospel and we can't teach this gospel if we don't exercise it ourselves. If we don't demonstrate love, we can't do it. And I want to just read our reference scripture this week. It's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. But I want you to turn quickly to Romans 12 and 10. And I'm going to, after the reading of these scriptures, I'm going to let Evangelist Lucilla talk a little bit. Because you know what? I love this woman of God, and she hasn't shown me anything but holiness. Holiness. And that's all God is calling for, holiness. First Romans 12 and 10 says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. And 1 Thessalonians 4 and the signal just had faded. The signal just faded, but it's okay. The enemy don't want nobody to get this word today, but we're going forth. I was able to call right on back in. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. I ain't giving them no glory today. 4 and 9. It says, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. So the Bible says we ourselves are taught of God to love one another. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 13 through 17. And let's see. Of freedom, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, listen at that again, love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But, listen to verse 15, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed. Sister Priscilla, Sister Millie, Sister Dawn, if I bite and devour you, the Bible is telling me to take heed that I be not consumed one of another, okay? But if ye bite, I'm going to say it again, and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Just this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Okay? Let's go one more scripture. And this here scripture, the Lord dropped this in my heart on this morning. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And they call this the love chapter. The love chapter. So let's read this. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and of angels, I'm sorry, and have not charity, I become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So I don't care how much you preach and how much you teach, if you can't show love to your brother and sister, the Bible says you become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And it says, verse 2 says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, we always want to be so deep. Come on. God is a simple God. And all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, I don't care what kind of faith you have. You might have faith to go out and buy a mansion, but if you don't have love, amen. He said, so that I could remove mountains. And have not charity, if you don't have love, I am nothing. And listen to this. Verse 3 says, and though I bestow all my goods, I don't care how much goods you give to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, hallelujah, tattoos all over your body, and have not charity, it profited me nothing, Evangelist Brucella. And Sister Millie, this is what I love. It says, charity suffereth long. Love suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity don't bonnet not. It bonnet not itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. Love don't seek her own. It is not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil. But it says, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Listen to verse 7. It says, it don't say love. I'm putting love in that. Love beareth all things. It believeth all things. It hopeth all things. Love endureth all things. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, listen at this. I don't care how much folks come prophesy to you. You better see if they got any love in them. Ha! They shall fall. Whether there be tongues. I don't care how much they speak in tongues, Sister Millie. You better make sure they have some love. They shall speak. Whether there be knowledge. I don't care what kind. If you went to 10 seminary schools, it don't make a difference with the Lord. If you don't have love, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, Sister Priscilla, then that which is in part shall be done away. And then the man of God said, Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in hope, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Hallelujah. Let me see to some fellow sound like she eat. Okay? And now this last verse, and this is the verse that climaxes it all. It brings it to a conclusion. It says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest, We're not talking about just adding and assisting and coming to somebody's aid. When we're speaking about this charity, we're talking about love. But the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of faith, hope, and charity is charity. Love is the greatest gift that God has given to man. He gave Jesus to us as a gift. That was the greatest gift, that his son died on the cross. He took on sinful flesh. He suffered as we did. No other man have laid down their life for another man. This is the greatest gift. We're talking about letting brotherly love continue. Amen. And I tell you, as I have been reflecting this week, and you all, please help me, Evangelist Lucilla, because my heart is so full this week, and I'm in awe, Sister Millie, that God has chosen such a one as me. I'm in awe that God has took a little simple city girl from down in New Orleans, down in the bayou, raised up. I didn't know in 1984 when I left New Orleans with an 11-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son, I didn't know what God had planned for my life. All I knew is I needed a way out. All I knew is that I was seeking for something better. Hallelujah. Over in Hebrews in the faith chapter, the Bible says these all died in the faith. They all died in the faith without receiving the promise. God has already given me the promise. I have the Holy Ghost. They all died in Hebrews without receiving the Holy Ghost. But the Bible said they without us won't be made perfect. Amen. So as I look back on my humble beginnings, and I look at 12 months later, we're still on this radio broadcast. 12 months later, we've reached over 13,000 souls have listened to this radio broadcast by archives, by cell phone, by internet. God is amazing. He's amazing. And this weekend, we're not only in the True Fellowship Conference, but we're going to commemorate and pay special tribute to those that have supported and have been with us through the inception of this radio broadcast. In that luncheon, we're going to have an awards and tributes ceremony, and we're going to honor some people, because the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. You shouldn't want all the glory and all the accolades for yourself. What good is it giving me? It ain't doing you no good. It don't do me any good, Sister Millie, for God to bless me, and then I get up in my house and shut up in my room, and I'm not willing to extend my love to no one else. God ain't pleased with that. The prophet of man, hallelujah, to gain the whole world and lose their soul. God blesses us to be a blessing to others. Amen. So I tell you, I thank God for Sister Millie. And when I get down to Atlanta, I have family down in Atlanta. I'm going to be down there in Atlanta. I wanted to be down there in March, but it just didn't happen. But God knows what he's doing, and he don't make no mistakes, honey. God, oh Lord, I bless you today. God, say let brotherly love continue. I'm being calm today, and I'm trying to really just keep my composure today. I don't feel all that running and jumping and all that stuff today. I don't feel that today. I'm in a meditative mode today, and my heart is just so full. And as I begin to talk to Dr. Singh, just begin to cry, because you just don't feel worthy. You don't feel worthy of the blessings God bestows upon you. Sometimes you feel like you failed God. You feel like you haven't done enough. Lord, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough. I want to do more, Lord God. I want to do more for your kingdom. I want to do more for your people. But I'm just so full. And then I told Dr. Singleton, I said, I probably can't even preach or teach today. I'm just going to talk a little bit, because as he began to minister to me, I just got so full. And he began to talk about love. And, you know, love will break you down, because the Bible says love is stronger than death. And that, you know, the holiday times is not real good for me. It's not real pleasant for me, because I think about my daughter. I think about my losses. And I just don't celebrate like I used to. So, you know, at this time, you know, I'm very, very, my emotions are at a all-time low. And, you know, it's just not a good time for me. I have to pray more, and I have to fast more, and I have to call on the Lord more to get me through these critical times. But I'm just thanking God today for just being so gracious to me. God has done so many wonderful things to me. I know it's many people that may not receive me, but that's okay. As long as I preach and teach the word, you don't have to ever receive me. But don't miss the opportunity to hear a word from the Lord. Don't miss an opportunity to be blessed in the instruction that God is giving to his vessel to impart to you. Amen. So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful, and I think about my sister 20 years next month, 20 years in prison. And every year, Sister Millie, I've had to encourage her and tell her, this is your year. This is your year, Danielle. You're coming home. So I think about the 20 years she's been gone. What have I done for the Lord in those 20 years that would warrant the Lord answering my prayer to bring my sister home? I don't feel like I've done enough. Hallelujah. I don't feel like I've done enough. 20 years she's been in the same prison, the same place. 20 years I've been out here free and have missed all kind of opportunities, have squandered money, and have made bad decisions. In 20 years, this girl has been in the same place. So I'm asking the Lord, what more can I do for you this year? What more can I do before the year even closes out? I'm not waiting to December 31st to thank the Lord. I'm not waiting for the end of the year. I have to thank him now, because I could have been dead on November the 9th last month when that car hydro plant. So we have to take an assessment, and we have to see where we are. Don't assess yourself according to your friend or your neighbor or your coworker or someone else. No, you look at what God has done for you. You might not have the Mercedes Benz. Don't look at that and judge yourself and make yourself to feel that you're not important or you're not you haven't accomplished anything. Those are material things. Those are tangible things. But you assess yourself on, where am I at in Christ Jesus? Am I more loving? Can I love more? Can I forgive more? Can I study more? Can I express myself clearly more? What can I do? What more can I do, Lord, to make you to understand? Hallelujah, to make you to know how much I truly love you. God bless you all on today. I'm going to Evangelist Lucilla. God bless you all. I'm just full today. I tell you, I'm full. I can't. Hallelujah. I just bless the Lord. Evangelist Lucilla.
Praise the Lord. I'm only able to say a little bit. I'm in transition. I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
And I'm going to just acknowledge everyone that is on this broadcast. God bless you, woman of God. I'll tell you, you could have just continued on. But you're just loaded. Oh, you're just loaded with all of those beautiful fruits on the tree, Sister Adrienne Bernard. You're just loaded with God's love and all of those sweet, sweet fruits that is on the tree just running over with juices. You know, you ever seen an overripe fruit on the tree? What does it look like? You go up on it and you look at it and you touch it, and the skin on that fruit is dripping with juices. And you touch it and it's so soft, and certain spots and parts of that fruit is because it's loaded with sweet juices. And that is the love of God pouring into you, sis. That's the love. This is why you feel like you want to do more, because you don't feel like you're doing enough or haven't done enough. But you want more, and you're craving. You're hungering for more. That is God's increase. That is Him pouring into you more of His love to do more of His kingdom work. But you're already doing. You're already doing it, sis. You're already doing it. And that is the love of God. That is His approval. He is smiling. The scripture says clearly in 3 John, He has no greater joy. I have no greater joy. The Lord is rejoicing. He rejoices. I have no greater joy than to hear, to see my children walking in truth. Walking in truth. That's where you at. And not only you, but any other one, anyone, any of God's children in the body of Christ, any one of us. And that's where it is God's joy. You are fulfilling His joy. You're pleasing, and He's pouring into you, and this is why you can't get enough.
Hallelujah.
Now that's brotherly love. That's a perfect example of brotherly love. We ought to continue in that same manner. Continue doing one for another. Not only in the church setting of the sanctuary, but outside the church. Especially outside the church. The Lord God seldom dwelled in the synagogue. Oh, yes, He was up in there. Of course the Lord was. Sure, He was up there from time to time. But His main livelihood and His main abode was out in the villages, out in the hedges, in the highways, spreading all of that beautiful love, all of that agape love. His mercy and His compassion. And He's saying to us, that's what we have to do. When we are walking in the Spirit of God, and we say that we love God, God is good, and I love Him, and I live to Him, that's where we are supposed to be. So when we see people, we see people that are in need, people that have, sometimes we turn, I know that we see a stranger, a person, we heard him, we run to our car, get in our house, clock our door, turn our nose up there, be bothered with, we have to spread this love. We need to stop that, take time.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I'm so glad God left me. Oh, God, I'm so glad God left me. What if God had done any of us? What? I mean, it wouldn't be a life. It wouldn't be no existence. We wouldn't be here if the Lord was like that with us. We did not do that. Demonstrate our love one to another.
Yes, God.
Because you read the scripture, 2 Corinthians, you read it, the 13th chapter, you read it, it's all right there. It's all right there. You know God will add to you, to your life when you spread your love. Look at the book of Acts, 2nd chapter. And beginning at the first verse, all the way through the end of that chapter. Talking about the early church, about the people who was in fellowship, who let their love, brotherly love, continue. This is how God continued to add. He was calling 3,000 souls to add to what they already had. And it says the Lord continued to add to the church. They was all with one accord. They were together, one mind, one spirit. That's the church itself. See, where there's unity, not only is there strength, but God increases. He increases and pours in more. Oh, yes, he do. He pours it in like a flood. He comes in like a flood. He can continue to add and give you more. When you continue your brotherly love, when you continue walking in love and continue doing what you're supposed to do, God will add to you. He adds years to you. He adds prosperity. Oh, yes, he will. He continue to bless your home, your job, your children, all your affairs, your concerns. Your needs. He supplies that. He continues. It's a continuation. But this is while, only now, only while you're continuing will God continue to add and increase. So I enjoy what you said. You keep doing what you do. You keep wanting more and more and more. You keep, I want more. That is the love of God. That is approval of what you're already doing. He's approving what you're doing. That's why you can't help but to feel the way you do. That is God. He's rejoicing. And sister, he's looking down upon you. And the tears that's flowing right now. I don't have to be there to tell you. I hear you. Those tears that are coming down, that's tears of joy. You are in labor. You are pregnant. You are pregnant with God's love.
God,
that's those tears. That's the tears of love, girl, that you have. That's
yes,
just increase.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I've got to get ready to run up over here in this office. I got to get up over here in this office. But I love you so much, and I love everyone that is Sister Amelia and Sister Dorothy. I think you said, Dorothy, God bless all of you, and we will, yes, continue in love. God bless you. I love you, sis.
God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Priscilla. You have a Jesus name. God bless you. Amen. Truly, it's a blessing to have friends that love you and support you in spite of, you know, God love us in spite of ourselves, in spite of our faults, in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of what folks feel about us and what they say about us. You know, God love is agape. His love is eternal. His love is everlasting. His love is without dissimulation. Hallelujah. God's love is mature love. It's perfect love. Amen, amen. Let me go to Dawn to see if she has anything, if she's able to say anything. If not, we're going to close this broadcast. I'm still shopping for the fellowship, still looking for you all to come out and support us. I just believe that God gonna show up. Anytime God show up, he shows up. And we're looking for that. Amen. Praise the Lord, Dawn. How are you? Dawn?
Yes.
God bless you. Are you able to say anything? Hello? Dawn? Amen, amen. Well, I don't hear Dawn. So what we're going to do is continue to let you know about the fellowship. Again, we asking everyone, all of our listeners, to sow a $25 seed and bless somebody else if you're not in this area to come out and participate in this luncheon. Amen. And again, we'd like to just send you a certificate of appreciation. So if I don't have your address and you have been a listener of this broadcast, I would certainly love to just send you a certificate of appreciation. Email me and give me your name. Some of you all come on the internet and listen to the broadcast live while we're airing, and I don't know who you are. Some of you all I see in the chat room, I'd like to get your mailing address and send you a certificate of appreciation. It's just to let you know how very much we appreciate you participating. You don't have to tune in to this broadcast, but we thank
God that
you tune in to this broadcast. Okay. Amen. Okay.
I'm going to do that for
Dawn.
You. I appreciate you all.
Dawn?
Yes?
Praise the Lord. Are you able to, praise the Lord, say anything to the audience?
No, well, all I want to say, I can't say nothing I can say because y'all did it all, but I thank God for all you all. It was a blessing to be on the line with you today because I missed 2 or 3 days because of my moving. And I thank God for your evangelist, Adrian Bernard, and everybody else. So thank you for the word. I really needed that today. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you and pray everything is worked out fine with you moving. And it always takes a little time for things to get like you want it to be, but just keep it like that, and God's going to continue to strengthen you, and I'm glad you got that over with, and you're happy, and you're stable, and at peace again. So God bless you. We appreciate you, and thank God for you. Text me your new address where I'll know where to send your certificate of appreciation from this minister. And I really just thank God. This is my biological sister and also my spiritual sister in the Lord. And I tell you, I wouldn't trade her for any other big sister. She has been a constant strength of support for me. And I tell you, there's never been a time where I needed her assistance that she didn't come through for me. She always come through for me, no matter what I ask of her. I don't ask a lot, but whenever I ask, she's always there and never, no excuses. She just say what she's going to do and she do it. She don't do a lot of talking. My sister just really just acts. She's a person that acts. And, you know, to look at her and see her, you might say, oh, well, she ain't going to do nothing, but you don't know Dawn. She has the strength of a bull. So she rides every day and go to a job, and her legs bother, and her knees bother, but she's at that job 6 days a week. Wow. Hallelujah. God enabled her to drive while she's hurt. So I'm asking the Lord today to touch Dawn's body in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to completely heal her body, Lord God, and whatever she needs to do to alleviate some of the weight, hallelujah, some of the pressure off of her legs and her knees, Lord God. We're asking you to do it. Don't let her wait till next year to do it, Lord God, but let her do it this year, God. Cover her home, Lord. Let your blood cover her apartment as she go to and from work, Lord. Bless her as she travel on the freeways and the byways. Remember her children, Lord. Jarvis and Nigel, God. Remember London and our other 2 grandbabies, Chocolate Pudding, Lord God. Oh, God, and remember Miss Archie that stays with the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Meet all their finances, Lord God. Everything that they have need of, bless them, Lord God. Let her vehicle hold up, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm asking you to bless her with a brand-new vehicle. Don't I see God going to bless you with a brand-new, hey, hallelujah. And I don't prophesy things, but I see a brand-new car. God going to bless you with a brand-new car. Hey, God, I bless you today. And the Lord said, if you desire one, go out and get you one. Hallelujah. Don't spend no more money on nothing with folks. Take your money and then don't do right by your car. The Lord said, go out and get you a car. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to be able to not have to worry about breaking down while you're going to work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and the is thereof, and the Lord said he's going to bless you. Don't worry about no money. Don't worry about how you going to make the note and how you going to do that. God said he's going to reward you for your diligence. He's going to reward you for giving to your church. He's going to reward you for giving to people. Sometimes you go without the gift to your sons and the gift to your son and to help your daughter and to help have other family members. God said he ain't sleep. He haven't forgotten you, don't he? See what you have need of. Hallelujah. And he said he's coming to your rescue. And glory, he said he's going to reward you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm decreeing and declaring that call. Next year, you're going to be in your brand new call. Hallelujah. You're going to have some sense with it. You ain't going to let Jarvis get in it and tear it up. Hallelujah. But the Lord going to give you some sense, and you're going to say, no, brother, you won't be getting in this. Uh-uh. If I can't take you where you need to go, you won't be on your own in this. Hallelujah. So I see that in your future. Glory to God. I see it in the future. I see Joseph being turned around. Yes, almost shot you. The Bible said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. I see Joseph. Hallelujah. I see Joseph being a deacon, sitting on the front row. Hallelujah. I see him encouraging other young people and telling them, don't go that way. I see him. Hallelujah. So the Lord is telling me to tell you that your prayers is not in vain, though. God going to do something for your son. God going to turn him around. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to testify. He's going to stand up and tell the people what God has done in his life. Hallelujah. The devil can't have him. I bring Jarvis before you today, Lord, and I lift him up before you today, God, and I'm serving notice on the devil today. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is on Jarvis' life. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go, Lord, let your blood cover him in the name of Jesus. Even when he don't make the right decision, Lord God, cover him with your blood. Prick his heart, Lord God, where he can repent and come to Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in Dawn's life next year. Even Miss Netta, Lord, touch her body right now. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen Miss Netta. Bless her sons, Lord God, and her daughter, God. Bless them, Lord. Bless her in that home, Lord God, and all the workers, Lord God, that have come to Miss Netta's aid, Lord God. Remember them in a special way. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. And now, God, as we get ready to go off this broadcast, we ask you to continue to bless us, Lord God. Continue to look down upon your servants. Continue to lift up the heads of the Bertha family and the Vance family, Sister Nora Vance, Lord. Bless her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you praise for everything you're doing. Touch Evangelist Joshua, Lord God. God, bring her back on the line, God. Hallelujah. Help her to take care of everything that you need to take care of with our grandchildren, Lord God. Hallelujah. Meet every need that she has. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we're going to close out.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you.
I'm telling you, all you have to do is trust God, and he'll give you favor. God bless you.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character. My integrity. But it would not fall. would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God's faith.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He
favored me.
They
whispered about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told
a whole lot of
lies on me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My
faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not going to
bend.
Won't compromise.
I
speak prosperity.
And
I speak
health.
In question,
but he favored
me.
I promised
him
that
I wouldn't compromise,
although
I was going through.
And
I spoke life,
and
I spoke
prosperity,
and
I spoke
health.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial,
in your test,
in your hard time,
don't worry.
God favors
me.
Attack your
character.
Attack your
integrity.
Don't worry,
no, no.
God favors
me.
Touch your
neighbor.
Encourage
the person next
to you.
Tell them
I got it.
Tell them
I got it.